Hey everyone, Scruffy Fern here with another quick guide video. Today I'm going to be hanging out on my Linux machine because I want to show you how you can hook up Visual Studio Code for Linux with the new Unity editor that they recently announced for Linux as well. So right now I'm on my Debian box, which is basically just a flat install. I don't have much kind of added. But yeah, it's basically your flat Debian install. So if you're using Ubuntu or something like that, these steps are going to be very, very familiar. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go up here. I'm just going to open up Chrome, and we're going to go to the Unity website. Now, you could probably find it elsewhere on their website, probably in the download section if you looked, but I'm going to grab it from the blog here, and the reason I'm showing you the blog is because it's got a little bit more information as well, which I think is good to read. It never hurts to get a little extra information on, especially on something that's an experimental build. So right now, this experimental build that they have for Linux currently supports only a few exported systems, or platforms rather. So Linux, Mac, Windows Standalone, of course. You got WebGL, which I believe is still experimental, Web Player, Android, as well as Samsung TV and Tizen. Okay, so if you scroll down a little bit, and like I said, because I am using my Debian system here, I can just grab the official 64-bit.deb package. If you aren't running a Debian flavor of Linux, like Ubuntu or something like that, there is also the unofficial platform agnostic installer. But like I said, I am running Debian, so I'm going to grab this one. So, I'm just going to grab the link, because I am kind of old school when it comes to doing these sorts of things. So the first thing I'm going to do is just switch into my downloads folder, just because I like to have everything in one little area. So there's downloads, and then what I'm going to do is just do a quick wget, and then we'll just paste in our link there, and there we go. So that's going to download. Won't take too long. It's not a huge file. Okay, so once that's done, I'm just going to do a quick directory list there, so you can see. So all I'm going to do here now is I'm going to install this Debian package. There's a few different ways you can do this. Again, I'm just going to do it the old school way, just because I know everybody will have this. You could also, have utilities and tools that do this for you. So we'll just go dpackage dash I, which will tell it to install. Just copy that, throw down a little paste there. It's going to ask for my password. And now it's just going to, select the Unity editor and go ahead and try to install it. But I'm pretty sure it's going to hit some dependency issues. Okay, so as you can see, it just kind of errored out there. It's basically just telling me that there's a couple dependencies it's missing. So a simple fix from the command line for that is we can just use apt-get install, and then just force it to push all its dependencies through. So there, it's just going to ask if I want to install them. Yes. Okay, perfect. Now all we have to do is just rerun our dpackage, and this time it will unpack it, and it should work because all of our dependencies are now installed. And there we go. After a few seconds, it'll be installed. So there, now we have Unity installed, and if I go up to my Applications menu here, and I go to my drop-down, it's, yes. So weirdly, it's kind of put in accessories. Well, I guess it kind of makes sense when you think about it, but that's where it's located. And if I go ahead and click that, it's going to go ahead and open up Unity for us. One thing I did notice, it was kind of weird, I don't know if it'll do it this time. Sometimes it just hangs here on connecting, so what I've done is I usually just close it when it does this, and then I'll just open it again. And there you go, it just connects really fast. I don't know what it is, but the first time it just seems to have that little bug where it can't log in. So I'll just log into my account here. Just asking you to check the license, personal edition. There we go, activated and everything. So if I just click start using, create a new project, I'll just make a blank project here. So there we go. There's a Unity Linux editor up and running. So that's a first step. Now, if we wanted to, if I'm just going to create a new C# script here, just leave it just mono behavior or new behavior, and if I try to open that, you'll notice it doesn't really do anything. And the reason for that is we don't have any editor hooked into Unity. So the next step is we're going to hook up our editor. And like I said before in the previous, we're going to use Visual Studio Code for Linux, which is absolutely awesome. So we're going to go here. We're going to go to Visual Studio Code's website. I'll make sure all these links, of course, are in the video notes. But what I'll do here is I'll just go to Download Code. And I'm going to download for Linux 64-bit edition, since I am running a 64-bit version. And there you go, it's just going to download. So it won't take too long. And once it's done, in order to install it, all we really have to do is unpack it. So I'm just going to go ahead and open it like that. Okay, so now what we're going to do is I'm just going to basically extract this to where I want to hold it for now. In this case, I'm just going to put it in my home directory. Make sure all files are selected. We'll go ahead and click extract. Perfect. So now it's extracted. So if I go to my home folder here, you'll notice you'll see VS Code Linux 64-bit. I'm just going to rename this because it's a little bit long. And of course, you can put this wherever you want, because like I said, all we have to do to install it is unpack it. So basically, anywhere you put this is where, you know, it'll be hosted. Just going to rename it there. Okay, so there's VS Code basically installed, and if we go inside here and go to code and open it up, as you can see, there is VS Code running. Very, very cool. I love this this editor. It's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so now that we have it installed and we have Unity installed, let's connect the two. So now I'm just going to close this. If I go back into Unity, this will close this too. We go back into Unity and we go to Edit and we go down to Preferences. Right here, where it says External Tools, you have External Script Editor. Right now it's set to Mono Develop built in, but we don't actually have that installed, so it's not opening anything. So if I go to Browse, it'll let me select a new one. So I can just go to where I stored my VS Code. Select VS Code and then hit open. You'll notice right below that, pardon me, you'll notice right below that it puts script editor arguments. Let's just remove those, because if you have those, it causes a little bit of issue opening the files. So we'll just remove that. Go ahead and click the X. And now, if I double click this, there you go. And of course, just to prove everything's working, we do in fact have IntelliSense. So there you go. That's how easy it is to set up and start using Visual Studio Code with the new Unity Linux editor to get up and building some really, really cool games inside of Linux. Awesome. I hope you guys found this really helpful and can't wait to see what you guys created. Thank you very much for tuning in and happy coding.